listener production.
G'day legends, and welcome to a rudderless episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. Broden is gone. How will Mark and Zach handle the pressure? What will they talk about? Do they even need a rudder? Let's find out. Remember, if you're loving the Auntie Donna pod, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video versions at AuntieDonnaClub.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's the podcast. It's the podcast. It's the Auntie Donna podcast. It's the Auntie Donna podcast.
A-D, Auntie Donna podcast.
A-U-N-T-Y. D-O-N-N-A. P-O-D-C-A-S-T. Auntie Donna podcast.
I like the old stuff better than the new stuff.
Fuck off! We're not regurgitator.
Yeah, fuck off. I'll tell you what. You can still watch your old stuff.
Yeah. Go watch it. Go watch it on your phone.
We're not
or on
taking
your
old stuff away
whatever.
From you, you no, motherfuckers.
No, but we will.
We will
if you keep up
being
if you
a
keep
little
that
bitch
up.
About
yeah,
it.
If you keep being dicks, if you keep being fucking little dicks.
What are we meant to do? Make more of the old stuff? The old stuff's there.
The old stuff has come and gone, and it's there and it's done, and you can still watch it.
Take our old stuff.
Stop being.
Here's the old stuff.
Who gives a
it's
shit?
It's for you. You take it. You listen to that.
I don't like the new stuff either, but I don't complain about it.
What am I meant to do?
What do I do?
I can't make the old stuff again.
When I want to watch Auntie Donna, I go back and I watch World Footsies Championships.
You want the old stuff, you got the old stuff. The new stuff is by its nature new. Broden's not here. He's gone away.
And we are doing new stuff.
New stuff. Time o'clock.
When was the last time it was time o'clock for you?
Right now is the only time.
There is
no past. There is no future.
There is only time o'clock.
Time o'clock.
You're never on time. You're only ever early or late or... You've got a really good excuse.
So you're listening right now, you're going, uh-oh. Broden, no Broden, no guest, just Mark, Zach, filling in.
Whoops. And we're doing sound effects. Today's podcast is about, well, it's really about everything.
Absolutely.
We saw everything everywhere all at once, and we thought not enough. We thought not enough stuff.
Not enough
why
stuff.
Why couldn't it be everywhere all at once, all of the time, right now, before now,
time
after
o'clock.
Now, time o'clock.
So what we're going to prove to you right now.
The listeners.
What I say to you as a listener right now as you listen is I say to you, oh, there's no Broden. Are they going to be able to handle it? Are they going to be able to keep on track? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, tell us.
You got Mark, you got Zach. And we're missing our serious man who's serious and he keeps it on track.
He belts us off screen.
What?
He belts us. He belts us off screen.
You can't say that.
To be fair,
I deserve it.
You can't say that.
Well, you can't say anything these days, and that's what we're here to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we're here to talk about it, and we're here to prove to you that we can do it. Now, we usually, for the last 200 and... How many podcasts have there been?
8.
Look it up. Google it.
There's been more than 8, less than 800.
I'll fill while you find out how many there's been. But we can't do an exact number because this has been done in a bank. Now, what we've been doing for the last bunch of hundreds...
Of our podcast?
The Auntie Donna podcast.
Oh, okay.
Is we have decided what at least a rough theme, patchwork, shape for the podcast before we go into it. But we thought, you know, fuck it. Fuck it. Today we are back to the OG because Broden's not here to tell us what to do.
Nope. No.
He's not here to tell us what to do. He's not here to be like, I'll be the serious one.
Yeah, he couldn't do it even if he wanted to. And that's why we're here. We're going to tell you. Well, here's the thing.
I'm tired.
You think I'm tired, man. I know. I'm 35. It's a struggle now. There's been so many of these fucking
Keep
podcasts.
It on track. Keep it on track. We can do it, boy.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, what? you think it's not listenable. You think it's not listenable without, you know, one of the key members of Auntie Donna or without a third guest that makes Zach and I responsible for our actions, holds us accountable. Well, here's what I say to you. I dare you not to listen.
I dare you not to listen.
I dare you to switch off right now.
But then I dare double dare you to keep listening.
And I double dare you to never stop listening.
See, this is the thing about life, is it's about choices. Yeah. And I don't want to get too crazy here and upset, but yeah. I've made choices in my life I regret, sure. But I've also made choices that have led me to this moment. I'm doing a podcast with my best friend.
Mm.
Well, my other best friend is in Copenhagen.
Mm.
And I'm doing a podcast here without a plan.
Mm.
Because you said it would be funny for us to do a podcast without a guest, without a plan.
Mm.
And I've got to tell you, that's one of those decisions I'm regretting.
Mm.
Because I feel like we're a minute in.
Mm.
And the joke that this will be unlistenable, Drek, is funny.
It is funny.
But it's also funny from the outside.
Yeah.
And now that I'm in it, I worry.
What about?
Because a joke is not on me and you. Because a joke, the joke is on the audience. And they're sitting here on their bus.
Yeah.
And the bus is going chugga, 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 chugga. You know how a bus goes, mate.
Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Chugga, 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 chugga. And they're listening and they're going, I get the joke.
Mm.
I get the idea. Mm. The joke is that you've lost one of the members of your group for the day.
Yeah.
That you're rudderless for the day.
For the day.
That you've decided to dive into that rudderless ocean for the day. And that's funny. But here's my problem.
What?
As a listener, I'm the listener.
I forgot to look up how many podcast episodes we're doing. I started playing Marvel Snap.
Turn it off. Put your phone down. Do the podcast with me.
Because
I know that's funny. I know that's funny to you to be doing that.
I'm close to beating Penelope.
But you'll understand that when you're on your Marvel Snap.
Yeah.
And Broden's in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Then it's just me.
Yeah.
And I'm on my own.
Okay.
So can you at least just put your fucking phone down for 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
While I put down your fucking phone.
Just let me. Put down your phone. I just snapped.
I don't know what a Marvel Snap is. Put down your phone.
So I.
If you don't put down your phone in the next 30 minutes, it's good. It's down.
It's down. You gave me that time frame. You know what? I'm happy to lose that to Penelope.
So you're on the bus.
I'm on the bus.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
Yeah, and it's steam powered.
Right? It's chugga, chugga. Well, that's a tram.
A tram is steam powered?
No. Chugga, chugga, chugga. And you're sitting on the bus and you're thinking, well, I get the joke. It's a rudderless podcast.
But a bus doesn't have a rudder. That's your next thought.
No, that's not. The next thought is, this podcast is rudderless. I get the joke, but Mark,
what?
I'm the listener. Here's the next realization.
Yes.
Who's the joke on? I'll tell you, the joke is on me.
Yes, and you.
And I'm going to turn off that podcast. Yes. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to turn off that podcast. Yes. And I'm going to go to a problematic podcast.
Yeah, like?
Like Kyle Sandilands.
Yeah, Carl Sambiman. And
or I'm going to go to the muscly bald man.
Jacqueline Ovaltini.
The muscly bald man who is a stand-up, and sometimes he stands up there with his muscles and he goes, oh, what's with that? But sometimes he does podcasts and sometimes they're all right.
But he does drugs with the electrical man.
And sometimes he talks to the electrical man, does drugs with him.
And I find that wrong and cool.
But here's what's going to happen, Mark.
Yeah.
They're going to switch off our podcast. They're going to go to the problematic podcast.
Why? Why?
Because
I'm scared now.
Because we're rudderless.
Like a boat.
And they're going to switch it off like a boat. And they're
without
gonna,
a rudder, though.
And they're going to go to the problematic podcast.
Yeah.
And they're going to become problematic people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you're thinking right now, well, sure, if the Titanic had more rudders, that would have been avoided. That would have been avoided.
The Titanic. That wasn't the issue with the Titanic.
Oh, okay, all right.
So do we need to tell them that Broden's not here?
Broden is not here. I think they've gathered that.
Broden's not here, and we haven't planned what this one's about.
No, we said nothing. We said nothing before this. Our producer, James, said, are you sure you want to do that? That sounds like a bad idea. I don't want you to do that. I don't think that'll be good. Why did we sign you? Please don't do that. I wouldn't make that choice. Are you sure that's the right choice you want to make? Should we maybe just come up with something? Can't we come up with just something to start with? I don't know how I'm going to promote this. I don't know why I do this job. I have to get up for breakfast radio. I'm up early. I don't like to be contacted after 3 because that's when I nap. He said all of those things, none of which I listened to, all of which I ignored because me, art, is paramount.
We said, can we fly without wings? Can we fly without the wings?
We said, can we snowboard without a board?
We said, can we do a podcast without the more serious guy and without an idea?
We said, can we free solo without a cable?
We said, can we fly without wings?
We said, can we get wings? Try to fly. The wings have holes in them. Doesn't matter. No, because the original intention was to fly without wings. So Mark, those wings, with I'm not done.
Okay.
So those wings with the holes in them are akin to having no wings at all. And yet we soared. Or will we? And that's up to you, dear listener.
What's a bird without a wing? A rat.
A rat. And what's a rat without... No. And what's a rat with a cookbook and a passion to just do what is in their soul?
A ratatouille.
A ratatouille. And what is a ratatouille without a vegetables? Kind of just a broth.
Am I breathing a bit too heavy here?
No, I couldn't tell. In fact, I'm mad that you brought it up because I don't think anyone could hear it.
I've got a bit of a blocked nose, so it's me.
Do you? Try to breathe through your nose. Try to breathe through your nose. Yeah, that's a blocked nose.
I'm playing it up a little.
I know we said we weren't going to bring anything to this podcast.
No, we said we weren't going to plan anything. You can bring all that you want.
Well, I planned something.
Okay. Oh, you planned something?
I planned something. It's a plan that I've had for a number of years. What was that? Can you explain what that little yelp was, Zach, please?
So we got headphones, not wireless, because the wireless headphones you might use on your train or your bus.
Those little headphones. That's a water bus and a steam-powered bus. All at once.
You use on your bus.
I don't know what kind of fucking bus you fucking ride, idiot. Not you, the listener. I don't know what kind of fucking bus or what powers your fucking bus. And I don't give a fuck.
I don't listen to a podcast on the bus.
I never would.
I don't do. I listen to podcasts when I walk my dog.
I only listen to podcasts about buses. What do you think of that, dickhead?
I think that's a little niche.
Mm.
So my little yelp?
Yeah.
We have headphones right now with wires on them.
Yes.
Because this is more of a technical headphone. And I got to tell you, the wire was on my shoulder a bit funny.
And it spooked you?
I thought it was a rat.
Yeah. Which, as we've all come to know, is a bird without wings.
A bird without wings is a rat.
It lives in the sewer. It fucks and it eats. And it doesn't carry as much disease as you think. That's the ticks.
So while we're here today without a rudder, without wings.
Without a rudder, without wings, without a board.
You tell me you had a plan?
I had multiple plans.
Well, what was one of them?
I've got plan A through to plan J.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. That's 10 plans.
10 flipping plans. One for each of the fingers on my hand.
What's this? Oh, we've got to do ads now. A producer just came into my ear, told me to do ads. Would you like to go to an ad?
I mean, sure. I do want to address that there was an episode that we have recorded that's either come out or not come out.
Yeah.
I was chastised.
Oh yeah, but this is the joke.
For reacting to the ad man.
Yeah.
Telling me there was an ad. I got spooked.
Yeah.
I just leapt to go into an ad.
Yeah. Guess what I was doing? I was doing a parody of you.
You are the king of Sting.
I'm the king of Sting. And you can watch the latest movie about me. It's called Joker. Joker.
And we'll be back from ads.
Now. Welcome back from the ads. We are a rat podcast.
This is a podcast about rats, for rats, not for humans.
This is a rat podcast.
If you're listening with your little human ears.
Sitting on your bus.
Rip them off.
Sitting on your bus with your human ears.
Whatever that bus is powered by, water. Oh, let's guess. Okay. That one, that's powered by water. That's powered by bubbly water.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Oh, that one is powered by.
A diesel engine. You were wrong.
Oh, you didn't even let me guess. You didn't even let me guess.
You were saying something about rats?
Rats are the birds of the gutter.
The birds of the ground.
The birds of the ground.
The birds of the floor.
And we decided my plan, plan A, was not do a podcast for humans. We've done over 200 of those.
What's a rat with wings?
A rat with wings is...
A bird.
A bird, but it soars like an eagle, which is a bird that has wings.
So if you're just joining us, Mark has 10 plans.
Yes.
The twist of this podcast, I thought there were zero plans. The twist is there are 9 more plans than any podcast we've ever done.
Exactly.
I've got a character. Maybe I could introduce them.
You can introduce them, but only if it plays into the rap podcast, because we've just, I believe our listenership is very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we tell them this is for rats and not for people, they switch off immediately because they're no fools. So right now, we're only performing to, 100 rats at most?
Yeah, they don't specify on the charts.
So all I would
say... When they give the listenership data, when they send it to us, they don't specify if they're people or rats.
No, they do not.
Could be 1,000 rats, could be zero rats.
Kyle and Jackie O, they have a rat listenership of over 10,000.
Is that true?
Yeah. Rats... Love Kyle and Jackie O.
So here we are. Mark's got 10 ideas.
Does your character
fit
in with the idea of a rat podcast made for rats, not for humans?
Doesn't matter. No plan. Let's see.
I'm just saying we've cut our listenership down by like quite a lot.
Yeah.
Doing this only for rats.
Only rats.
It's only rats.
It's only rats. This is, even though we have less listeners, our only rats makes us $2.5 million a month.
It's thriving.
I went on a podcast last week.
Yeah.
And there was like a real bro-y YouTuber.
Yeah.
And it was his podcast. And it was more for the clips on TikTok. Uh-huh. He was like, how much do you make a month off your only rats? And I said, probably $2.5 million. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like,
people don't believe us. Our only rat, we're in the top 2% of only rats.
And you don't see the rat dick on the main feed.
No.
You got to pay $15 to see the
exactly.
rat
dick. Exactly. We have a free one that you can subscribe to where you get lewds. You get rat lewds.
You get rat lewds, bikinis, rats in bikinis, whatnot.
Lats. We call them lats.
Yeah.
They're lewds for rats. Those are for free. And you can subscribe to that for free.
The paid only rats, you can see rat dick. On the feet of the paid
and rat teat.
But it's just pictures. You want to see videos of rats fucking, you got to pay an extra.
We have our first BG Only Rats video coming out. And believe me when we say we got BGG coming, we've got BB coming, all on the Only Rats. But you have to subscribe for that.
And please know, people, it's weird.
Oh, it's fucking
this is
odd.
Only for rats. It's only rats and it's only for rats.
Exactly. So
this
if you
is
are
pornography
not a rat,
for rats. We're not looking at these videos. We hire a little rat crew.
Yeah, there's a little rat crew. We have a little rat director. We call him Max just because it's easier because our director's called Max.
But
so.
It's not Max Miller.
It's Max Rat.
Max the Rat. We got a little rat crew. Now, if you've seen Boogie Nights.
Oh, which I have.
It's a lot like that. But with rats.
We found a rat with the biggest dick. We found a rat with a dick the size of a human micro penis, which to a rat
is a huge
is a Boogie Nights
dick.
Style.
If they ever made Boogie Rats, which is the movie about our rat.
Which we're trying to pitch. Boogie, and if you're a rat producer out there, come on, watch Boogie Nights and imagine that with a rat.
Do you reckon they'd get Ratty Rat to play the rat?
Oh, would they get Ratty Rat?
Yeah,
from Rats
Rat?
In the Rats in the Hood.
Ratty Rat.
I think Ratty Rat from Rats in the Hood would make an incredible lead for Boogie Rats.
So we're talking rats. Now, yes, we've got an only rats. Yes, but I got a character.
Yeah, appropriate for the rat cast.
Well, I don't know because that's the nature of this. So
the nature of the rat.
If I bring on this character, can we give them a minute and see if they're appropriate for the rats?
100%. I trust you with not only my life, but with the password to our only rats.
Okay, here we go. Well, I've never been on it. I don't want to see rats fucking.
I know. It's the burden of my life. The
you
cross,
watch it? You don't have to watch it.
The cross I must carry.
We hired a little rat community manager.
I know, but there's a little thing called quality control.
We hired this young rat. And that young rat, he just, he does all the uploads and the, and he just sort of reads the rat DMs.
The cross I have to bear is that I have to watch all of these rat clips. Really? And I only watch them through once. That's all I need to be scarred for life. But it's to make sure that the angles are right.
But how would you even know? How would you know what a good shot is in rat porn? You're not a rat.
You'd be surprised, how savvy some rats are.
I just worry that you're bringing the human gaze, G-A-Z-E, the human gaze to rat porn.
All right, well, then I'll stop and see what happens to that subscriber number.
Well, I think we might see an increase. If you're giving, are you giving notes?
I'm not usually giving notes. Oh, I don't usually need to give notes. Yeah. It's just sort of to make sure.
If it's quality control, I just don't want to, I don't want to hear that you're giving notes to rats about what rats do or don't like.
I am very hands-off when it comes to the rat's
head. Rats don't have hands.
No, they got little claws. And they got four of them. Now, let's bring in Zach's rat character.
Well, it's not a rat character.
No, but it's a character for the rat
necessarily.
Cast.
It might be a rat character.
And let's see if it resonates with our rat audiences.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you today?
I'm very well. You're on a rat cast.
Yes.
We podcast exclusively to rats. We're trying to get in on Kyle and Jackie O's rat fan base. They have over 10,000 rats that listen to them weekly.
Yes.
What is your name? What do you do?
I'm a rat.
You're a rat? And what is your name?
My name is Rat Boy.
Rat Boy. Rat Boy. All right, first of all.
Yeah.
You are the perfect guest.
Oh, really?
For what we are doing. I was concerned,
right,
considering we're casting strictly to rats. And if any bloody people are still listening,
right,
switch
yeah.
off now. This is not for you. This is Rat Tent for rats. And I was concerned that a character would come in and it would be something like, I don't know, a man with 10 limbs.
No, I have 4 limbs and little rat claws.
So you're just a regular rat?
Yeah.
Living in the sewers?
No, I live in a cage.
You live in a cage. Oh, so you're a domesticated rat?
I'm a domestic rat. Yeah. I'm actually quite clean. I'm like a big mouse with a little rat tail.
Yeah, rats are misunderstood, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's been some really great scenes in movies where they talk about how rats are not all that venomous.
Mm-hmm. Venomous?
You know, but ever since the Black Plague, there's been a bad reputation for rats.
You ever worried?
I think that's turning around.
Oh, yeah, it's turning around big time. You ever worried you're going to get eaten by a snake?
No, I'm a domesticated rat. Mm. I've got to tell you, though, I'm a bit scared of the cat.
There's a cat in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever read The Cat in the Hat?
No, I can't read. I'm a rat. Got little rat eyes.
Can I?
Because you got to see, the letters in a book are so big to me.
Of course they are.
My little rat eyes, it's like looking at a big billboard.
But you speak English fluently.
No. I have inserted into your brain a babelfish translator.
Real? A babelfish?
A babelfish.
Is this from Star Trek?
No.
No?
It's from, what's that one? Oh, I read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I saw that recently.
Which one? The movie or the TV show?
There's a TV show?
Yeah, and a book.
I know there's a book.
And a radio play.
I saw the, there's a radio play.
Yeah.
I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a strange clash of British comedy and American sort of film structure and sensibilities. But I think it got the. I'm glad that it maintained a degree of its Britishness.
That robot. Was
I'm a big fan of the books. You know,
big fan of the books.
Yeah,
but you don't. You just said you can't read.
No, I said the letters are big. I said it's hard to read.
Oh,
I didn't say I didn't read.
It's
got to be a really good book for me to read it.
And how many books have you read? What was the last book that you read that got your little rat feet clipping and tapping out of excitement?
Last book I read was a book about black holes written by the science educator. What's that guy with the floppy black hair?
The floppy, what's the guy with the floppy black hair?
What's that?
Could it be Brian Cox?
Yeah, Brian Cox. He's got the same name as the actor from Succession.
Mm.
And I read a book about black holes from him and Jeff something.
That's one smart rat.
I didn't say I understood it.
All right, so So you didn't take in any of it?
They had like equations and stuff.
Yeah.
They explained them.
Yeah.
But I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's this?
What other...
That would squish a rat in seconds.
What would squish a rat? The book itself?
A black hole.
Oh, a black
and
hole.
The book. Well, the book.
A hardback edition would fuck you
humans
up.
Humans have to, you know, imagine and then discover these giant objects and their entire solar system to imagine being squished to spaghetti.
Rat.
Not me.
Not you.
I just get squished by a book.
Rat.
I'm a rat.
What's your number one regret in life?
I was married. Well, not married. I was engaged to a man, and my rat mother didn't allow it.
And all right, keep going.
She said he's too big. He's a man, a human man.
Oh, it was a human man.
He'll squish you like a book.
Mm. Wait, he'll squish because we don't squish books. Did she mean
it's like
he'll squish
it's like
you
a
like
rat,
a book
that's a
would
rat,
squish
that's
you?
A rat simile. We say that in rat talk.
It'll squish you that, like a
if
book.
If something is big, it'll squish you like a book.
Right.
Did I not establish books squish rats?
You did. You did. It's just, it's a weird simile. It's a weird simile for me because he would also squish you.
Yeah, but like a book, you know? It's like a
like
of
a book. He would squish you in the
you
same
say
way a book. But
Fortnite.
What if he.
You say Fortnite,
yeah,
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
mean 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But you're telling me the rats are weird because they
say
squish you like a book?
Listen, rat. Listen, you fucking rat.
I'm a rat.
What
I'm
if he squished you with a book? Would you just have a nibble of the microphone?
Yeah.
Can you not do that?
Sorry.
That's fine. We're competing. Have you been on Kyle and Jackie O's podcast?
Yeah. They treated me a hell of a lot better than that until they strapped me to the lie detector.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that hasn't worked out for them in the past.
Hey! Hey! I'm the cat.
Oh! The cat is back.
I'm the cat here to eat the rat.
Oh. The cat. Oh, and the rat is gone. Well, thank you very much, cat.
That's okay. I'm a cat. I ate the rat.
The cat ate the rat, and the cat is back. And the cat has...
I got a CD to promote.
What?
I got a comedy CD to promote.
Did you do a comedy festival run?
Nope. Those PC police won't let me. I just go to various pubs around the country.
Nice, nice.
I do offensive comedy, and I'm talking like, whoa.
Yeah, that doesn't like, sound whoa. Like a sad existence at all.
I'm not like, don't even think YouTubers now think like,
yeah.
Like,
and I bet,
you know, those old
hey,
dudes.
I've got a gut feeling. I've got a gut feeling that what those offensive things you say on stage, you don't actually believe them. And the people in the audience, everyone's laughing ironically.
You want me to sing one of my songs?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm the dog.
What?
I'm the dog.
The dog?
I'm the dog.
The dog ate the cat. The cat came back, ate the rat. And now the dog came, ate the cat.
Yeah, I'm the dog. I ate the rat.
Dog, you ate the rat?
I ate the cat.
You ate the
rat.
Cat. The rat was inside. What was inside the rat?
A little mouse.
A little mouse. The
I'm the dog. I ate the cat. I ate the rat.
Dog, I'm going to put you down.
Home?
Oh. Horse?
Whale.
Whale. Whale. Whale. Whale. Whale ate the dog, ate the cat, ate the rat with a mouse inside it. Whale, you got long teeth. What are you? Whale, shut up.
Home?
Stop. Oh, God. What's this?
I'm a black hole.
A black hole. Which the rat read a book about, didn't understand. See how things come full circle when you have a plan.
Well, this is what happens. Sometimes people want a plan for a podcast.
Sometimes people are stupid.
Here's the reveal. We knew from the start that we would be doing a rat podcast.
Mm.
We sat down, we discussed what animal would we like to base this podcast around.
Yeah.
We talked at length. There was not a moment of this podcast that wasn't planned.
Planned, written, rehearsed, and then executed to perfection.
Every single word you heard was written and rewritten. We thought, what is better? Originally, the idea was people were listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And a people character came in.
Yeah.
And I believe it was you, Mark, that said, what about rats?
I said, let's look at what rat content is out there. Not a lot. Kyle and Jackie O's podcast, That's about it.
But that's not rat content.
No.
That's content with a big rat following.
Yes.
They're just doing normal content.
Yeah.
They're just doing radio style stuff repackaged for podcasts.
Yeah, and rats are just getting around it.
They just like it.
Yeah.
You can't tell a rat what they can and can't like.
No, you can't. Unless that rat is your child.
Huh?
If that rat is your child,
huh?
Sorry. I have gas. I ate a
rat gas.
I got rat gas. I ate a ham and cheese croissant with Dijon mustard before this podcast.
You. That's gonna fuck you. I saw you eating that and I thought to myself, and I eat a lot of stuff that fucks me.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't coming from a place of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that.
So you eat a lot of
croissant.
A lot of sex machines?
Bad food for my tummy.
Mm.
I saw your croissant and I thought that's going to fuck Mark. Not like a sex machine.
A fleshlight?
A fleshlight.
Just a little joke.
Listen, do you have anything to promote?
Yeah. I have a rat cast. I'm doing a podcast exclusively for rats.
I see.
I want every little motherfucking rat out there with a pair of headphones and an iPhone to jump onto the rat cast.
You didn't think to mention that you had a rat cast when you pitched the rat podcast here today?
Let me tell you right now. Ever seen the film Inception? This is episode one of my rat cast.
I've been played.
You got played like a goddamn fiddle. Call me a virtuoso.
Or did I get played, Mark?
What do you mean?
Who called you last week and gave you the idea of a rat cast? A quiet investor, a secret investor, an European.
Don't tell me who called me.
Well, how would I know?
Oh my God,
Mark!
You told that person to call me.
No, I did. I was me. That I makes was doing an accent.
Yeah, cut the middleman out.
I was pretending. I funded the rat cast.
What?
And guess what?
What?
Always read the small print because I make 100% of the rat dollars.
Well, very interesting you say that.
No, you didn't.
What?
Whatever you're going to say, you didn't do it.
You don't know. I know. All right, signs the contract.
What's that?
Signs the contract.
You signed the contract.
No. You said whatever I would say I didn't do. Signs the contract. Didn't do it. Buckhead.
I didn't have to. It was your
Buckhead.
Contract.
Fuckhead. What?
This is all pretend.
What do you mean?
There was no contract. There's no rat podcast. This is all improvisation.
Exactly.
So,
and you know what you just did?
What?
Plan B.
What?
That was my plan B all along.
Of your
plan A.
A to J.
Plan A.
What?
That. Was my plan A.
What was?
You thinking all of this was real and okay. Then saying, no, you knowing it was all pretend, you thinking this was all pretend,
yeah.
And then.
And what was plan B?
Plan B was just to do a podcast where I play a silly boy and you
C?
Play Frogman.
And C?
And C was to try and call Broden and just
D?
Pardon?
D? What was plan D?
D was to dick around, D for dick, but do it.
E? What was E?
E was to take some ecstasy and just see what happens. F was to fuck each other.
I don't need to get to J. We would have stayed on F. There's nothing I love more than fucking my friends. Mark, thank you so much for joining me on the Auntie Donna podcast.
Thank you so much for being on my Ratcast. Now available on all major podcasts.
I've been played. Next week, the Rudder and the Wings will be back. Unless you like this, let us know on the Reddit. And if you didn't like it, let us know on the Reddit.
If you did like it,
yeah. Fucking go the ones that didn't on the Reddit. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Don't.
Do we want to. That's mean. But if you did like it, let us know.
Give us a 5-star review. It helps.
It helps. It helps keep the bloody lights on.
It helps. Give us a 5-star review. Say more rat cast.
And if you didn't like it,
give us a 5-star review anyway. We're going to get on with it. Mark, I have to go to the toilet.
The little boy's room?
The man's room. I'm a man now.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
And I hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm good.
This is the last time we're going to speak for a while, isn't it?
No. We've got more of these to do.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I'd see ya.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See ya next week.
Listener.